This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go, welcome to show number 3003. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, it's my car.
Come on.
Iron the men's room. On tap today, who sucks less?
What you don't need to know, share some dirty company secrets.
Ooh. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, events from Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
The clap.
Drink it to drunk. All right, here we go. Oops, New York cop accidentally records herself singing karaoke to her boss.
Ooh.
Meanwhile, a Missouri woman acting out a movie scene with a gun and her boyfriend no longer is dating Ross. Phoenix dad takes one-year-old out to shoot cactus and smoke weed. Pennsylvania man named sober arrested while driving and not because of speed. And two Canadian brothers try to enter the U.S. by jumping over that big wall up there. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, by now, I'm sure you've heard about the college admissions cheating scandal. In a nutshell, 50 people took part in a scheme that involved either cheating on standardized tests or just straight up bribing college coaches and or school officials. And look, this is nothing new. But the latest scandal involves some Hollywood names, namely Felicity Huffman and actress Lori Loughlin. So we're actually hearing about it this time. But look, cheating the system, gaming the system, it's just what people do. Look, you're rich, your kid's too dumb to qualify for a good school, you bribe officials. Or you do it the legal way and just make a big donation to the school, right? You don't want to serve the country when they call on you to serve in war. Have your father get a rent reduction to a doctor who will lie on your behalf and say you have bone spurs, right? Get out of your duty. And granted, not every system cheat is so extreme. Think about the service animal industry. I believe we discovered recently that takes as much time as it takes you to register on the internet. Speed light cameras, HOV lanes. How many people get popped because they put a dummy in the seat next to them, hoping that the cops will never notice? Fake IDs to buy booze when you're younger. There's all kinds of different ways that we try to get around the system. So today, this is what we want to talk about. How did you or someone beat or get around the system?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
All the patrols, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3003. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed really future repeat apps.
I don't know.
Yeah, we got to take a day off eventually. So one of these got to plug in that hole, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be this
one. I think it's going to be a good show today. Who sucks less? How are the three stories? Steve, you bring us three stories every week from the news. All of them suck to some degree. It is up to us to figure out which of the three stories suck the least. How is the list looking today?
I think it's more one of those things that you're just going to shake your head and say people are more annoying than bad. I think that's the vibe.
Okay, because sometimes it can be a little bit dark.
Last week was.
Was it? What was last week?
People drunk driving, kids around on buses.
Oh, yeah.
Creeps hiding on school buses.
The pedophiles, man. Yeah. That was bad.
Coming up on What You Don't Need to Know, we'll share some dirty company secrets. They asked a bunch of employees who work in different professions, just basically like, look, what do you know about where you work and how things are done that would
No one at the station does a broadcast with their pants on. Most people don't know that. No matter who you hear, they come up with their pants off.
It's a lot of people who work in restaurants giving you tips. It's a lot of people who work for the hotel industry, the airline industry, saying, like, look, if you do one thing, just don't do this.
Right.
Like, don't order this. Do not use these things. You know, the number one thing in a hotel, believe it or not, what is the number one thing that they say you should never, ever use in your hotel room? And I use one. You know what? That's probably a pretty good call. That was not number one.
The remote.
You kind of have to use a remote. This is dirty. I mean, it's not, it's just, they
don't. The bed cover.
It's the glasses.
Really?
The glasses that they put out on the counter.
But I use those because I don't want to spend $8 on a bottled water they have, right?
But they say, like, you'd be surprised.
Here comes in cans.
They'll wipe down the glasses with the same rag that they use to clean your sink and your toilet.
That's good to know. All right.
Yeah, that doesn't shock me.
So, we've got some secrets of.
You fixing cocktails? You're just drinking sodas out of those.
I drink whatever.
Water, man.
Yeah.
You wake up the next morning because, look, I'm at a hotel, so chances are I got smashed. Because obviously I don't have any real obligation if I'm staying at a hotel. So you have that horrible thirst. You're hungover as hell, man. And you just walk over to that bathroom sink. You fire up the water, grab the glass, and away you go. And I'm drinking toilet water, basically.
Yep. And it's coming up with the return of What You Don't Need to Know. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And, of course, another round of Profile that's coming up. All right. Our question today, how did you or someone beat or get around the system? And we start with a story that pretty well is taken over as far as the media is concerned. Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman.
Loughlin.
L-O-C-K, Loughlin.
Yeah, I saw it a couple of different. I was saying it wrong, too.
I think I said Loughlin earlier. I thought the G was silent.
What was her name in the, what was it, Uncle?
Aunt Becky.
I might know her by that person. I don't know her
Uncle
by her
Jesse.
Real name.
We'll just call her Aunt Becky. Apparently, she's better known as Aunt Becky.
It's Felicity or Felicity.
Felicity.
Okay, so Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman. They could be in big trouble. They got busted as part of a massive nationwide college admission scandal. The biggest one our Justice Department has ever investigated. They're calling it Operation Varsity Blues.
Subtle, guys. Subtle.
The official charges against both of them are conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. So, in a nutshell, there's a guy named William Singer, and he set up a fake charity that rich people would pay into. In exchange, he would fraudulently get their kids into some of the top schools in the country. So how would he do it? Sometimes with straight-up bribes, but Singer would also help students cheat on college entrance exams, or he'd even fake athletic credentials for them. And that often included staging photo shoots of students playing a sport or taking pictures of another athlete and then photoshopping their face onto these pictures.
Yeah.
You can't make this up. People were paying thousands to millions of dollars to get their kids into Georgetown, UCLA, USC, Stanford, Wake Forest, Yale, and others. Singer's been running this business since 2011.
He's been running that scam, sure. It's been going on forever.
Huffman, you know from Desperate Housewives, reportedly paid $15,000 to help her eldest daughter. What happened was that after she took the SAT, a proctor secretly corrected all of her wrong answers.
Yeah, kid's not that bright, and it's okay, because lots of people have dumb kids. But these dumb kids don't get to return home to their millionaire parents.
They almost didn't get the proctor they wanted, though. The feds have an email Felicity wrote to Singer in 2017 that says, quote, "Ruh-roh, looks like my daughter's high school wants to provide their own proctor." She and her husband, William H. Macy, talked to Singer about doing it again for their younger daughter, but decided not to. Macy was not charged. Smart. That's kind of a technicality. They did have evidence that he participated in talks for the younger daughter, but that transaction never went through, but they couldn't see it because his eyebrows were in the way. As for Lori Loughlin, she and her husband, Mosimo... What's the last name on this guy?
Giannulli. Mosimino Giannulli. Get the frick out of here.
They both got nailed. They allegedly... What a name to get nailed on a wire fraud charge.
What,
Massimo?
Massimo, yeah.
Massimo, I know a Massimo.
That's the
Giannulli.
Guy...
Not that one.
Giannulli.
Well, this is the guy behind, like, all your Target clothes, right?
Oh, that brand.
That's this dude. So when I say they have money, right? So you might think that... I keep wanting to call her Uncle Becky. What the hell's wrong?
Aunt Becky.
You might think that Aunt Becky got some money from Full House or whatever the hell. And maybe she did. But her husband, this is the guy, when you go to Target and buy like your random shirts and all this kind of crap, just comfortable stuff you put on.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is the guy behind it. So they have money falling out of their butt. So again, even if your kids are stupid or spoiled, look, there's a lot of stupid people in the world. We understand this. But no matter what, these dummies still come back to money.
They paid $500,000 to have their two daughters designated as recruits to the USC crew team, even though neither one of them had ever picked up an oar in their life.
I don't think they've picked up anything in their life.
The feds say that they just sent the school pictures of the girls on rowing machines.
Mm-hmm.
Charges have been filed.
Well, then he can Photoshop it. So they're on rowing machines, all right?
And they didn't even put them in a boat?
They put them on rowing machines. Then this guy, because part of his expertise, Ted, I mean, part of his whole thing is like, look, I just need you to get them in the position I need, right? I take care of everything else. They go, all right, girls, get on the rowing machine. And then when you send it to me, I Photoshop this thing excellently so it looks like they're part of whatever frickin' rowing team you're on in high school.
Mm-hmm. Charges have been filed against dozens of people.
A crew team.
Yeah.
Exam administrators, school athletic coaches, parents. It's not clear if they will go after the kids and the colleges themselves. The colleges right now seem to be off the hook. Felicity was reportedly arrested by FBI agents with their guns drawn. Her bond was set at $250,000, and she was ordered to surrender her passport. Lori would have received the same treatment, but she was out of the country. She is expected to turn herself in. What else do we have?
I mean, I think they have to go to jail. Didn't they just put some college coaches in jail for...
Well, they did some of the... So understand, they've gone after... I don't know who's going to go to jail or not. I suspect if you work for the college, you might go to jail. If you're the actresses, you probably won't. We understand how that goes. But that being said, the colleges themselves, they're aware that these things happen, but they don't know the specifics of it.
Yeah.
Right, because in the end, you're just a name that I'm putting on a list of students to come in. I'm the coach, and I'm saying, here's their SATs. I want to give them a scholarship for the crew team. And you go, yeah, all right, do your
thing. Despite all this craziness about the college, I just assume that rich people paid for their kid to get into school. You just look at some of the schools where famous people send their kids to, and you just assume that, look, I would assume they went to private schools. They probably got a pretty good education their entire life.
I think they have the opportunity to get a good education.
They do have the opportunity to get one, but that doesn't mean that anyone who has an opportunity to get an education takes advantage of that, whether it's paid for or free.
My point. You get a lot of the super expensive schools, and there's a ton on the East Coast in particular, and there's just a lot of dopes that come out of there, but a lot of these are the kids of, like, your congresspeople, right? And that's been going on for, and it's fine, and we understand why they're there, but with these places, I just don't know why it's so important to them. Because you know your kid's an idiot, right? And you know if your kid's an idiot. You don't have to like it, but your kid's an idiot, right? Or they're just not good enough to get to one of these schools. It's not a big deal, because a lot of people don't get into these schools. The difference, however, is when you are done with school, most people, you're saddled with debt, you're paying off your student loan, you get your entry-level position, whatever it is you're choosing to pursue, right? And hopefully things work out. With these kids, it kind of doesn't matter if things work out or not, because you're already set.
I mean, if you're getting into that kind of school, I mean, my daughter applied for probably 12 different universities within the past year, right?
Right.
So she's a much better student than I ever was.
That means nothing.
Well, exactly. But her scores were better, her test scores were better, and she applied to some pretty good schools. I mean, some academically very good schools. Right, right. And they just, like, you know, they'll send you a letter back. You know, it's just like somebody, like, they probably have a blast doing this. But she was still a good student. And so she did get into better schools. She got into, like, St. John's and some other schools.
I think are pretty academically decent.
You know what I mean? As far as...
How could it not be? I don't know anything about St. John's. Other than it being Gonzaga, right? So other than, like...
That's St. Mary's.
St. John's,
see,
New York City.
I know nothing about St. John's. Not a damn thing. I gave you credit for a basketball program you don't
even
have.
Let's just say this. There's no SEC schools in New York City.
Yes.
There's no SE schools in Boston. Like, we all know these places. If you go to these cities, if you go to school in Philadelphia, you're not going to a crap university. Like,
right.
It's like you can't live downtown and go to Temple if you suck at academics. You know what I mean? You just can't. So,
and you're giving a lot of credit to LaSalle.
Well, LaSalle, I mean...
it's the only other school I knew in Philly.
They play the four colleges in a basketball tournament every year, don't they?
Yeah. All the LaSalle alumni are like, Seton
Hall? Is it Seton Hall, maybe?
Seton Hall's in Philly. LaSalle is just the first school that came to mind.
Everyone who has a degree from LaSalle is like, F-10.
Yeah, exactly. This is my favorite one out of the stories on cheating, though.
And let's just come... By the way, you should just know that... Miles, you graduated from college, correct?
Yes, I did.
I did not. Ted, did you?
I have zero credits.
Robin, but you went and have zero credits. He's the John Belushi. Believe it or not, Ted is legitimately the John Belushi.
Yeah, but did you graduate no problem?
For high school or college?
College.
No.
Okay. Mike?
No,
Mike,
no,
did
no.
you go to college?
Oh, you did? Did you get a degree?
All right.
Did you graduate?
Oh, no, he did. I graduated.
Oh, Miles, my goodness.
And
so, like I said, people can get into college,
but here's
they're just not in the best.
And I have no problem saying
graduated online.
Look, that's what I was going to tell you. I cheated. Like, and I have no problem saying that I
cheated. How did you cheat?
I told you how I cheated.
I don't remember.
I couldn't pass the basic math. Okay, so I couldn't, like, the lowest form of math, right?
I wish your parents were rich.
No, I couldn't pass it. So they had an extra, like, pre-collegiate math, you know, which was still part of the university curriculum.
No, what do they call it, man? I had to take those English classes to get into community college.
Hold on. It's like you're a dummy. You
remedial.
Can't
remedial, right. Yeah.
So and you had to pay extra.
That's nice for stupid.
So it wasn't part of your
tuition.
What
are you doing in this night class? I just got out of jail. What are you doing here? I got a bad SAT.
Exactly. So I take this class to try to get into the class that I need to take.
To get into the
class. I can't get out of the initial class.
You
get into the I take that three times. Okay? I can't get out of... I can't pass the... I'm like... You know, like...
Three times!
In my mind, A plus Z doesn't equal 1,002. Like, I can't figure that crap out. Like, to me, it's just like, I can do statistics, I can do philosophy, I can do geometry, I can do accounting,
Can you do math?
I cannot do algebra, I cannot do calculus, I cannot do advanced math. So, this is the base math, right? I could not comprehend it. So, after my third time, I'm like, F it. So I go and I'm trying to figure out how I can pass this class and where else I can take this.
You can't, Miles.
So I get this. I apply at Louisiana State University.
Oh, thank you for your interest.
I apply at LSU in what they call correspondence courses.
Mm-hmm.
So they send me this wonderful brochure in the mail, and it says 90% of our correspondence courses are currently incarcerated in the Louisiana State Penitentiary System. So you could take classes in jail. You know what I mean? So I'm one of their students.
That's the sales pitch.
Oh yeah, it's like,
nine out of our 10 students are in prison.
Are you in jail? You could be a tiger. LSU for sale. You know, like, that's my school.
It goes from being a prison to a zoo.
Yeah, every time I see
so
on TV,
tigers
I was like,
in cages.
Technically, I kind of went there. So they
Jarvis
would,
Landry, Odell Beckham Jr., Miles Montgomery, famous LSU alumni.
Absolutely. So every week you get an assignment and you turn in your paperwork, right?
All right.
So I pay my buddy Brian to do that. So Brian did all that work, and this was the actual class.
Right.
This wasn't the pre-class. This was the credit class that I needed to take that I could not get into.
Yeah, also money well spent.
So yes. Brian takes this entire test for me, and Brian's brilliant, man. He went to Auburn. He was a smart guy, and he really knew math. So he was like, God, you're an idiot. Like, he was just like dressing me down, like, dude, just this one. You answer this one and I won't be able to pay you. Like, dude, I don't know. And he'd be like, God, are you stupid? And he'd write it all down for me. And then we turn it in. And then at the end of that, and I'd already graduated. I had not graduated. I'm waiting on this one credit to graduate, right? So I go to my counselor and my student administrator, the person who's supposed to handle all this stuff.
Mr. LSU counselor?
The LSU people had been talking to her. So she is the person who's in charge of my administration stuff.
And the deal
she moonlights
is
as a pedo.
The final is supposed to be
she's
taken
fingerprints
in front of her. So there's no way you can cheat on the final. You can't.
All
do
right.
That. Yeah. So I walked into her and I was like, "Hey, Donna." I said, "This is my friend Brian." I said, "He's going to take this test for me." And she just looked at me and I said, "I swear to God, I need to get out of here, man. Like, I can't keep just like I got to get out of Morgantown. We'll lose my freaking mind. Like, he's going to take this goddamn test. You know what I mean?" And she goes, "You're a broadcast major. No one cares." I mean, like, she's like, "I don't." She thought I was going to be a TV weatherman. She's like, "I don't think anyone's going to care, man, if you can't read the degree on a TV weather screen." And I'm like, "Yes." So Brian sat there, turned the paperwork in, boom, I graduate.
You're no different than Felicity Huffman.
So that's how I got around it. But I have no problem saying that. Like, I have no problem with honesty when it's to a point of, like, it doesn't matter if I have a goddamn degree or not. Right. I don't have it hanging up in my office like, "Look at me, Mr. Broadcaster."
You spend all your time doing that, like, and we're all working on the same show.
The whole degree was about TV anyway.
Why did they think you were going to be a TV woman?
Because the broadcast degree was more geared toward television back then than it was radio. There was a small part.
It still is.
But it's more of journalistic writing and, you know, just fake news stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't want to do fake news. You know what I mean? I want to come on here and talk about pooping. And
I mean, technically, I guess I'm not a Catholic because I cheated on my confirmation test.
Yeah, that's exactly. Bad. Yeah. How do you cheat on that? I don't know. What is, like, is it a
you
series
have to
of
write
questions?
Down, yeah, there's a bunch. There's questions, and then part of the test is you have to write out all the prayers.
Okay.
So, and this is big technology, right? This is my second eighth. This might have been my first eighth grade year. So, that's bad.
Kids?
Cats in a theme here today?
Kids? So, how you doing?
Is there an underlying theme? Anyone speak something?
Somebody had, like, printed out all the prayers and then somehow, like, shortened, like, made them smaller.
All right.
So then you could read them, like, underneath your test. So I just took forever taking tests, period. So they put me in another class and then I pulled out the little cheat sheet and
off, and then all of a sudden, bam, you're a Catholic.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
See you in hell.
Oh. All right. I will say one thing. I tried to use some advantages of coaches I knew and stuff to get into colleges, but my SATs were so bad, it didn't help. So then I go to Prince George's Community College. Now, I've told this story, but I'm sitting there, and this older woman walks by, and she's looking at my paper, and she sees I went to DeMatha Catholic High School. She goes, "Honey, what are you doing here?" And she goes, "You went to DeMatha?" And the next question, she goes, "Is it my SAT score?" And she goes, "Oh, I know what you're doing here."
But I got through the Catholic school part of it.
Yeah, so I mean, look, I went to a great school, great education for a lot of people. But if you're not the most, like, I wasn't a good student.
But see, if your parents are rich, you're
that's
one of the
I'm
kids
saying.
We're reading about.
And that's what I mean. Like,
and Ted's on the rowing team at Yale.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. That boat's going to sink. He's already 300 plus.
He's coming back this weekend with his friend Biff. How did you or someone beat or get around the system? 844-999-HOLA. Your phone call's on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, the return of Who Sucks Less, our question, how did you or someone beat or get around the system? 844-999-OLA.
Turn that off.
Hello, yeah. Scott. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Yeah, Scott, turn that thing off.
Yeah, tell them to turn it the hell off.
What are they doing?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Doing good. Did they turn it off?
I think we got it turned off.
All right.
Hey, this is Scott. The first night in the KISS Army saying greetings to the men's room. Hola, bitcholas.
Hola. Hola. Did you say you were in the KISS Army?
Oh, yes. I have been knighted by Paul Stanley himself backstage at the Tacoma Dome February 2nd, where I, in full KISS Army makeup and outfit, requested to be a knight in the KISS Army. Paul Stanley had me kneel, laid his hand on me, and said, granted.
So
you're talking to the first knight in the KISS Army, my friend.
I feel like I'm talking to Jim Small.
I'll tell you this. Look, obviously you're crazy. Something wrong with you. No problem. I dig it, though. I like it. But what is Paul Stanley like backstage? Because we have a habit around the office. We break into our Paul Stanley invitations every once in a while.
I'll tell you. When I got close to the band, I was trembling because I've been a fan since I was a little kid. When I got close to him, I thought I knew I was going to say that my mind just went, but you know what? They all, especially him, they treated me so kindly, and it made my dream come true. And they were so gracious. I was so nervous, dude. But they took me under their wing. They put their hands on me, on my back. They made me feel like I was welcome there, man. It was incredible.
Welcome to the Kiss Army.
Took us under our wing, and we know you like chicken. That's why we're going to make you a Kiss Army Colonel. Black Sanders. All right. We call this one Lick It Up.
All right, Scott, so how did you or someone... And thanks for that great historical tutorial there on your Kiss Army experience.
I will say, no, not just Kiss Army. He's a knight.
Oh, you're a knight.
You're like Kiss royalty.
Wow. Okay,
That's what I'm saying, man. You're like, you know...
Well, how did you or someone...
You're going to marry Meghan Markle.
Or get around the system there, Scott.
Well, let me tell you how I got around the system, my brother, because I love music. So here I won a pair of tickets to go see Boston at the WAMU Theater. And so my girl and I went down there, and Gary Hoey was the opening act, and when he got done, I went down to buy his CD and meet him, and I had him.
Are we doing a casino? Are we doing a casino show with KZOK? What the hell are you doing? Then I saw Gary Hoey and Wiggy Mouse.
Lyrics and Mystery Master, 3 years in a row, I won so much stuff from KZOK, I had to pay taxes.
Steve Vai,
on that, man. Boom.
I have 100% just belief in your being truthful. I do.
I will say that, man. Yeah. I believe in your honesty for sure.
Dude, look out for Scotty and Everett, brother, you know, because I'm coming up.
Okay.
So let me tell you. So here's how it goes.
Fair.
I get my CD signed, right? My Gary Hoey, I buy his CD, and I get my ticket signed in the silver Sharpie, right? So I march straight up to the front with the security and go, I'm VIP, I'm with Gary Hoey. And I had a pair of nosebleeders that I won, right? And the lady looks at me, she goes, oh, boom, right here. So now I'm in the very, very front. And the singer from Boston now... All of a sudden, he's standing right there, and I hold my ticket up. He grabs a Sharpie, and he signs it. So now I've got two autographs on this ticket, right? Mm-hmm. After the concert, they go, who's backstage meet and greet? I'm like, right here, boom, I'm with the band. Next thing you know, I'm backstage, rubbing elbows, getting the goodies, getting autographs on a pair of nosebleeders that I won, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, man, because, you know, the concerts are like a prison, you know? You walk in there, and it's like a grid. It's like cell block six. You can't go nowhere without the
right
credentials.
Did you get a chance to have sex with Brad Delp or Tom Schultz from Boston?
No, sir, but I'll tell you what, the show was incredible. Yeah.
Well, when you brought in Gary Hoey, I mean, you couldn't really go any higher than that.
Okay, I have a question. This is a serious question, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Who the F is Gary Hoey?
Gary Hoey's one of those guitar guys that just comes around.
I'm
going to play guitar, and you're going to sit there, and you're going to listen to it. It's like Steve Vai or Eric Johnson.
That's like an angry camp counselor.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm going to play guitar. I'm going to shred for an hour and a half, and if you can find a chick in this room, I'll give you $1 million. Does he play?
Not if you're working here, though. It's got to be someone who bought a ticket.
Has he played anything I would have heard of?
No.
I mean, he said the name. No. I'm like, I've never heard of this guy.
No. Are you kidding me?
You know what? Like that dude. I mean, just came out of the gate. I'm a knight in the Kiss Army. Y'all can kiss my ass.
Oh, man. Gary Hoey. Wow. What an experience. I mean, what do you do in life after you meet him? You know what I mean? It's just all downhill.
All downhill.
Yeah. How did you or someone beat or get around the system? 844-999-HOLA.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.